In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we celebrate today the Feast of the Holy Family, the Church provides for us yet another opportunity to continue to contemplate the fullness of the mystery of the Incarnation. God becomes man. God takes on flesh. And he does so in the context of relationship with mother and father, and in that relationship creating the Holy Family, mother, father, child, all of them doing what they are required to do according to their state in obedience to the providence that God has set before them. The last part of our gospel, in one sense, is the most significant, not because the unfolding of the wisdom of God made manifest as he teaches in the temple, but because it reveals to us what our response needs to be to the Holy Family, and likewise what our response needs to be one with each other. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. His mother kept all these things carefully in his heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and grace before God and men. What is beautifully expressed there in St. Luke's Gospel could almost be described as a plan of our existence as we look at this new calendar year. First and foremost, the necessity of the virtue of humility, made manifest in the willingness of God to subject himself to his own creation. The Lord's response to our mother, "Did you not know I needed to be in my Father's house?" was not meant to be disrespectful or dismissive, but merely an articulation of who he is, the one who has come to do the will of the Father. And what better place to find that will, to understand that, for them to take his place in the temple, to be engaged with the men who were indeed thought to be wise, to manifest his own wisdom. But even after manifesting that glory, that power, and that wisdom, the Lord subjects himself in humility to the authority of Mary and his foster father, Saint Joseph. On her part, our Blessed Mother contemplated these things in her heart. There is, of course, an intimacy to the reality of the heart of Our Lady and, of course, the Sacred Heart of our Savior. Joseph taking Mary into his home, into his heart. The beloved disciple doing the exact same thing at the foot of the cross. And now Mary here holding all of these things in her heart. The heart, that place of love, that place of mercy, that place where we go to place ourselves before God in trust and confidence. And then in that humility, we rest comfortably before the Lord, even when we do not understand or know all that is to transpire. And then because of humility, because of a confidence in the Lord himself advances in wisdom and age and grace before God and men. How is it that God has to advance in wisdom and age and grace? Because as we know from St. Paul's exhortation, the Lord submits himself to the infamy of the human condition and all the things involved in the human condition. He was born in the flesh. He subjects himself to the authority of his mother and his father. He is obedient to their commands and lives his life accordingly. And as such, he is able to grow in wisdom and in age and in grace. And so it must be, brothers and sisters, for each of us. This is always an appropriate time for us to contemplate the state of our own family lives, our relationship with our families. But that means not only the families that we are drawn to and in relationship by blood, but this family we believe is Holy Mother the Church and our place in this family. And how it is that we must be with one another, humble and obedient and trusting, merciful and compassionate, as St. Paul himself reminds us. These are the virtues with which we live in order to truly be able to create and build a family. Humility, kindness, meekness, patience, bearing with one another patiently, forgiving each other's grievances. And all of this bound together with charity. Brothers and sisters, this has to translate concretely into how we interact with each other. There can be no grumbling or murmuring or speaking ill about one another behind each other's backs. If there are complaints, if there are issues, then we must speak in love with one another, face to face, seeking to resolve the issues, not in favor of one or the other, but seeking to resolve them for the good of our family, This family that is bound and held together in the mystery of our Lord and Savior, our Heavenly Father, and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. As it is in this family that is the oratory, so it must be in your own families as well. What is the nature of those relationships? What needs to be repaired? What needs to be forgiven? Where do you need to practice this humility, kindness, meekness, patience? These are not rhetorical questions. You must ask and answer, and then you must live them out. And the compunction of living them out comes from the fact that you come forward to receive the living God. If you present yourself for Holy Communion and you kneel down to receive the living God, then you are committing yourself to living out this life of virtue in the context of your family life. And as Mary, Jesus, and Joseph did, so too you are pledging to do the same. To say this is a tall order is an understatement. No family on one level can live up to the Holy Family, endowed with grace and divine providence, set aside as they were from the beginning of time to bring about in time our salvation. But the fullness of grace that was given to our Blessed Mother, the power in the flesh to live as the Lord Himself reveals in the Incarnation, the obedience and trust of Saint Joseph, those are also all available to each of us. There is nothing hidden. There is nothing secret. There is nothing that God has held back that He will reveal to us later on that will truly be the insight of living Christian life, of living family life. All that has been given to us, all has been laid bare before us. What rests for each of us is to cooperate in our daily lives with the grace that God has bestowed upon us. This is not an impossibility. Quite the opposite is true. After all, this is what we celebrate in the mystery of the Incarnation, that this flesh that sinned can also be the means by which salvation enters the world. And men who have at times been disobedient in the flesh can be obedient to God. And so give thanks for the families into which you were born, as broken, as crumbled as they may be, or maybe as perfect as you perceive them to be, or somewhere in between. And commit yourself in the families into which you were born, this family that is Holy Mother the Church, to put into practice the virtues needed in order to continue to build up family life here, in order that in the fullness of time we can take our place with God, Father, Son, Spirit, with Mary, our Mother, Jesus, our brother, Joseph, our father, and all those who have gone before us, who anxiously wait that we too might join them in the glory of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.